The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, all the way back at the beginning, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu introduces the parsha, the Sefer, with talking about the Teuchachos, the Klal Yisrael, about what has happened with them, etc. And that continues until here in Parshas Vayeshanan, Kapitel Dalad, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Mem, which ends off with Shemarta, as a Chukov, as a Tzav Asher, and Ochim, and Tzavacha Hayom, So the psicha of the Sefer, that what could have happened and should have happened and eventually didn't happen, is all, it continues to that point. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says to all of Klai, so Shema Yisrael as a chukim as a mishmatim shayin ochim et arbe baznechem ayam, which is Perek Hey Pasuk Aleph. Now he skips, there in between, there are the psukim, which are where Moshe Rabbeinu separates Oz Yavdil Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mavdil, the three Orim. So here in Parshas Veschanon, so he says, again, Moshe Rabbeinu got all the Klal Yisrael to explain the Torah to them. He gave to Chochmah in the beginning. Then he says, after he finished all of that, that the message that he has to say to them, and he's okay. Now let's be mekayem the mitzvahs that we can. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, and Betzer and Ramos and Gerlon B'Moshen are going to be Orim Miklot, even though they're not going to be Kerlot until they go into Eretz Yisrael. But that's okay, because the mitzvah of Balidin on the Kaimer is Solomon Yitavlon. Just like I just told you, it's a good thing to do. Then he says, okay, call you. Then he says, Klai Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Esol Kikimash Eves HaMishpatim. And then it continues. Now, in between, there's this pasuk of Rosh HaTarosha, So Moshe Lefenei Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, that's referring to the things he's going to be saying in the future. But the place that it's presented, where the Ramban says it, is after the Teuchachos, before he says, Shema Yisrael, Esol Kikimash Patim. He says, the parsha being Mavdil, the Orei Miklut. It seems that the Orei Miklut is part of the Torah, Shos Moshe Lefenei Bnei Yisrael. It belongs here. And it also says the pasuk, it says Vav, it connects it back to beforehand. So the Rabbi Isaac Sher, the Rashi from Slobodka, tells him, well, what's the connection between the act of being Mavdil, the Sherosh Ari Miklot, to the Parsha of Zosha Torah and Shema Yisrael Esa Chukim Mezmishpatim? The Parsha of killing B'Shoigeg is that a person has a chiyuv of going into Golos and he has to stay there till the Kohen Gadol should have davened, that shouldn't have happened, indicates that the importance of the understanding of the value of human life, the value of that the Torah is mechayiv, the Kohen Gadol to be mispalo, that such things shouldn't happen under his leadership. The person is faulted not being careful enough, in a case where he's actually an onus, he's not chayiv to go to Golos, only when the person could have been more careful and wasn't careful enough. See, he's faulted, the person is given this onus, but not being aware of the value of human life. The human being was created by Tzelem Elokim, a favorite topic of the Slobodka, the Rosh Hashivas, and as being created as a Tzelem Elokim, we have to value the life which is there. Obviously, that's mechayev the person to understand the value of his own life also. The reason why we understand that we have a chiyuv of Torah and mitzvahs is once we understand the value of what we are and who we are and the people around us, and that value, from that vantage point, we have a chiyuv now to go and do Torah mitzvahs. So v'zoyis ha-Torah so much of l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, this is the message, this is the hurrah that Moshe Rabbeinu can give to Klal Yisrael. He'll give it once you understand that you're a person of value, and it's important that you do the right thing. You're valuable enough that you should do the right thing, that you're a prince and you should do the right thing, that the schar which comes to you is because you deserve such a thing. From that vantage point, the message is very powerful. The message is real. But otherwise, it's going to be like, I'm not anybody anyway, so what's the difference? What difference do I make in the history of mankind, etc.? The message is a tremendously powerful message of the chashivas of Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbat.